You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone at ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greese and Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a happy, happy hump day. The Hardee's hotline on Press Row is 648-1051. Hardee's has locations across Chattanooga, including locations on East 23rd Street, Ringgold Road, Highway 58, Browns Ferry Road, Shallowford Road, and McKayhill Road. Stop by your local Hardee's today and try a steakhouse thick burger. Hardee's and ESPN 105.1 The Zone is Chattanooga's championship combination. And joining us now on the Hardee's hotline is Tennessee football coach Butch Jones, whose Volunteers open 8 days from now against App State in Neyland Stadium. Coach, we know your time is short, so thank you so much for joining us here in Chattanooga. How are you today?
Well, it's always great to talk to you guys, and it's always great to be on in Chattanooga.
All right, if I gave you the number 500 as the number of times you've been asked expectations-related questions since walking off the field in Tampa, would you say that's high, low, or about right?
I would say that's probably very, very low. But I tell you what, it's a great question. And, you know, like I always say, our expectations here internally are always going to be greater than they are externally. And when you have great expectations, like we've talked to our players, is your expectations have to exceed your talent level. And when that does it, that's when growth occurs. That's when you continue to grow and get better each and every day. And for us, we still are work in progress. We have a long ways to go. We've been talking to our players about being game ready. We had game ready meetings today where every position coach met with their guys, and they told them if they were game ready or not. And we still have 8 days, and these are the things you need to do in order to be game ready and moving forward.
All right, there are countdown clocks out there about the Battle of Bristol. There's been some off-season chatter about the Florida game. But how has this team handled the focus on first the preseason camp and in turn next Thursday's opener?
They've done a good job to date. We've had very, very good leadership, and we just focused on one day at a time, and that's all you can do is work to be a better football team. And, you know, tomorrow we'll get together as a team again, and we'll talk about our goals and teams 120 goals, and it's all about team first and staying together and playing our best each and every week and just continuing to improve as a football team week in and week out. And if we do those things, everything else will come along with it. But again, it's been a workmanlike approach every day, and I've liked our approach of this football team.
You know, look, entering last year, there were concerns about the offensive line and an inside linebacker. If I had to pinpoint, what position area would be your top concern going into next Thursday?
I just think overall depth. We're still not there, especially up front in the offensive and defensive lines in terms of depth, and more so continuing to grow and develop that depth at the defensive tackle position. Again, we still have some jobs that, we're going to play a number of players looking to earn those jobs, and one of them is who's our third linebacker. And, working on, our 5 to 10 deep in the offensive line. So there's still a lot of work to be done, but I know our players are looking forward to getting back on the practice field here in a few days.
You're listening to Tennessee football coach Butch Jones here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Specifically in the secondary, coach, we all know that Cam Sutton is going to make a whole lot of money on Sundays as long as he can stay healthy. How would you rate your confidence level with that group? And if you had a question back there, what would it be?
Oh, it's very, very competitive. And, you know, one of the next things of growing and continuing to elevate your football program is, you know, we talk to especially our young players, compete and don't compare. And the competition you have to worry about is yourself each and every day. And I think sometimes, you know, players can get kind of discouraged a little bit because they're not maybe getting the amount of reps that they feel that they should. But the big thing is that every rep counts. And you're responsible for your football identity and what you do when you put on video. But I would say, you know, just the overall competitive nature is we have to continue to compete and get better at those spots. And, you know, I've really liked the emergence of Todd Kelly in terms of, you know, being more of a leader. I think he's had a very, very good camp. Micah Abernathy continues to do some very, very good things as well. So just overall, it's just competing to grow and develop and compete each and every day.
Coach, do you – I think there is a growing trend among coaches. Do you – have calculated phrases or messages you try to use in press conferences to either speak to the fan base and or to your team?
Well, I like to speak from the heart. That's what I like to do. And, you know, there are messages that I think are very, very important. And we live in an instant gratification society. And, you know, everyone wants things now. And we're continuing to grow and elevate this football program. Very proud of what everyone's done. But we still have a long ways to go. And like I speak about, we're building this program for continued success, not just 1 or 2 years. And so that, you know, I like the players in our program. I like all the things that they're doing, but, you know, I like to speak from the heart. I like for it to be real, and some people say it's coach speak, but, you know, what do you want it to be? You speak from the heart, and, you know, you have a message I think that's very, very important to give to your team and also to this great fan base as well.
Coach, this past weekend, the Tennessee Smokies gave out a Butch Jones bobblehead. A, did you ever think you would have your own bobblehead doll, and B, do you have one on your desk?
You're actually the first one who's asked me about that, and I know I never thought that I'd have a bobblehead, and no, I do not have that sitting on my desk. Actually, one of our secretaries had one at her desk, and that's the first time I saw it a couple of days ago.
Does it look like you, or are you happy with the resemblance?
I thought it looked maybe a little bit, not much, but it was thinner, so I've lost some weight, so I was fired up about that.
You're listening to Tennessee football coach Butch Jones here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Butch, I know when we had you on last year, you said right before the start of each season, you're guaranteed the night before that first game to have a stomach ache and not maybe sleep particularly well. Do you remember like the most nervous you've ever been before a season opener and what may have caused that?
Well, I think every year is a little bit different, and you know, I know a little bit more about this football team, obviously, being with them here for a long time. But I think a lot of times, you know, the anxiousness is just the level of uncertainty. And in college football, the first game is the game of the unknowns. If you look kind of the storyline across the National Football League right now, when you see preseason games, I think they're marred by penalties, they're marred by special teams, big plays, and turnovers. And in college football, you don't have a preseason game. And then when you play an opponent like App State that's used to winning, they understand to win, they're coming here in here with a purpose. We have to be ready to go. We have to start fast and obviously finish strong. But, you know, those things just, you know, how are you going to have some individuals step up and perform in key situations that maybe haven't played much before? So usually you try to simulate as much as you can in practice, but you never really know until the game's for real.
But you and Kirby Smart have both come out this week talking about how many freshmen, true freshmen, expect to factor in for playing time, even on the two deep. You've been around this game a while. Why are we seeing that so much more now than maybe 20 years ago?
I think it's a number of reasons. First of all, I think the talent that's out there. There's some very, very talented individuals. I think special teams are a very, very big part of it. If you look at kind of the way this program is built, is a lot of these individuals really started up growing up on special teams. If you look at Jalen Reeves-Maben, then I think depth is an overall premium across the board. It's turned into a very, very long football season, and that's kind of been the message to our younger players is, heck, you know, you got 12 games and you're hoping to play much more than those 12 games. So, you know, you're going to play a lot of football. So I think it's overall depth. I think it's the talent level. So I think there's a number of things that go into that of two freshmen playing.
And, of course, on the other end, when you come out after graduating, a little news with Alabama and Georgia earlier this month, do you have a stance on graduate transfers? Should they be allowed to transfer within the SEC if they've graduated, do you think?
You know, I really haven't even given that much thought at all. That has not affected us. So really, I've just been concerned with our football team and getting better.
Right. And then one other thing, you have nearly 750,000 followers on Twitter. What kind of staff do you have to help you manage that, given your time demands? And especially with this new policy about being able to retweet prospects, how do you handle all that?
Well, it's been a balancing act, and you know, a lot of that is done myself. I like to be involved. I like to be involved in recruiting and grow and develop those relationships. So most of it is myself. I do have an individual who manages the overall account. You know, so it's his job to look at it, particularly if we come up short on Sunday. He's the one who manages the account. But no, I have one person that helps me, but really most of those are done by myself.
Great. 8 days away from kickoff. Is that your favorite day? Is opening day your favorite day of the year, or is there another day on the football calendar that's your favorite?
I tell you what, it's pretty hard to beat opening day in football.
Great. Butch Jones, the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers, we thank you so much, as always, for joining us here on Press Row. Best of luck for a successful season.
Thank you again, and go Vols.
All right, Tennessee football coach Butch Jones joining us here on Press Row. Will we open the Hardee's hotline, 648-1051. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1, The Zone.